Transgender policy scrapped.
Certain issues like this are not best dealt with at the federal level.
Prompting protests.
We will fight and fight and fight.
Town hall turmoil.
You work for us.
Newly found cosmic neighbors.
Seven Earth-sized planets about 40 light years away.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the Trump administration has moved to lift federal rules that forced public schools to allow transgender students to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. It brought protesters to the White House last night.
I want every transgender young person in America to hear this. You are valued, you are important, you matter, and you are loved.
We're live this morning at the White House with correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Well, late yesterday, the Departments of Justice and Education reversed one of the more controversial decisions of the Obama administration, rescinding guidance issued to schools last year, instructing them that federal law covers gender identity. Tammy Fitzgerald is with the North Carolina Values Coalition.
The federal government was engaged in gross overreach when it issued this directive.
But protesters vow they won't give up the fight.
Just because they rescinded the guidance doesn't mean that we all stop.
No!
We do not stop.
The White House says, despite a published report to the contrary, that Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was 100% behind the move. Steve?
Republican members of Congress home for a break aren't getting one from some of their constituents. CBS's Nancy Cordes says there have been more boisterous town halls.
Do you agree with Mr. Trump that the press is the enemy of the American people? Yes or no?
Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton fielded a lot of uncomfortable questions about his party's leader last night. This one was the most painful.
If you call yourself a Christian man, are you making the right decisions while you are supporting the policies of a man who wants to grab women by the p-?
A lot of the angst centered around the Republican push to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act.
What kind of insurance do you have?
Mr. Trump's relationship with Russia has become a flashpoint, as has his refusal to release his tax returns.
He's the president. He's not a private individual.
Well, thousands of emails the Democrats said were evidence Scott Pruitt was the wrong man to head the EPA have now seen the light of day. We're live with CBS's Peter King.
Steve, when he was Oklahoma's Attorney General, Scott Pruitt pulled strings to get his electricity restored after a thunderstorm. His executive assistant emailed a lobbyist for the power company, and a crew showed up quickly. Dozens of emails made public this week show close and friendly ties between Pruitt and several companies he's now supposed to regulate as head of the EPA. They include requests for suggestions on legislation. Emails show he was also in touch with conservative groups tied to Koch Industries, a major oil company. A judge ordered the release after ruling that Pruitt illegally withheld those emails from the public for 2 years.
A just-released CBS News poll puts immigration at the top of the list of the most pressing issues for the Trump administration, ahead of the economy and health care. Manager of surveys, Jennifer DePinto.
Majority of Americans, 55%, think that not enough is being done to ensure that foreigners who enter the U.S. are not a risk to the country. 3 in 4 Republicans think that not enough is being done, while Democrats disagree.
In the poll, 60% support a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants and 58% oppose a border wall. A deadline came and went yesterday in North Dakota, and some Dakota Access Pipeline protesters remain at an encampment on federal land.
It hurts!
10 were hauled off and arrested yesterday. Hundreds of others cleared out on their own. CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering.
In about a month's time, when things start getting warmer, the ultimate eviction notice is going to come from Mother Nature, because that camp is on a floodplain and it averages maybe anywhere between 5 to 15 feet of water. And so they want to clear all of that out, because when that water comes, they don't want all that debris and trash to move downstream.
Iraqi forces have taken the main airport in Mosul, the country's second largest city. The fighting with ISIS terrorists has been described as fierce. ISIS still holds most of the western part of that city. In Anaheim, California, dozens of people were arrested after battling with police outside the home of an L.A. police officer. It came after he, while off duty, fired a single round in a scuffle with a 13-year-old boy.
He is an old, grown man. He should not be handling children like that. It is not okay at all.
The boy was not hurt. The man confronted other teenagers, too. Reports say he's had problems before with them crossing his property. Now to Michigan.
This guy is disgusting.
This guy is despicable. He is a monster.
State Attorney General Bill Schuette minced no words in announcing charges against former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar. He's accused of sexually assaulting 9 young gymnasts.
Dr. Nassar used his status and his authority to engage in horrid sexual assaults under the guise of medical procedures.
Nassar faces a lawsuit from several women and charges in a separate criminal case. Plenty of talk today about the tantalizing find in space. 7 Earth-sized planets orbiting a star smaller than our sun, but with the potential for life.
3 of these planets are in the habitable zone where liquid water can pool on the surface. In fact, with the right atmospheric conditions, there could be water on any of these planets.
NASA's Thomas Zurbuchen says they're about 40 light years away, and high-powered telescopes might be able to get a better look at living organisms on those planets. A day after encountering GPS problems, the SpaceX Dragon cargo ship arrived at the International Space Station. A supply ship from Russia is due there tomorrow. In Hollywood, they complain there are no good roles for older actors. CBS's Steve Futterman says a law that gives performers some age privacy has been blocked.
A California law aimed at websites like IMDb went into effect on January 1st. It allowed actors and other industry professionals to force websites to take down their ages because of fears of age discrimination. But a federal judge yesterday issued a preliminary injunction. The judge said the law raises First Amendment concerns.
There was one winning ticket in last night's $435 million Powerball drawing. It was sold in Indiana. A major conservative event gets underway in Washington today. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Before President Trump addresses CPAC tomorrow morning, some of his closest aides, including Chief of Staff Reince Priebus and Chief Strategist Steve Bannon, will speak to the annual convention of conservatives today. Vice President Pence will also speak. This year's sessions include topics on labor reform, education, gun rights, and Russia, but the events face pressure from core conservatives upset over the growing influence of alt-right and fringe Republicans. Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
Using a homemade photo collage on Instagram that seems straight off a police investigator's whiteboard, Tom Brady has displayed the possible suspects in the case of his missing Super Bowl jersey. It includes a teammate, Lady Gaga, and the shark from Jaws. The jersey is thought to be worth $500,000. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.